we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Nun Beis, and we were learning Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet is talking about fruit juices and whether they're cooked or not. And primarily, we understand the bracha is a shahakol. And by vegetable soups, we saw the bracha is by piyadoma. So he did say that there's some exceptions. And by fruit juice, also the bracha will be ha'etz, because they are cooked. It's normal to cook them and to eat them as such. So then it becomes similar to the case of vegetables. So we can see that he's approaching this, that there's no intrinsic difference between a vegetable and a fruit. But by vegetables, that is a normal way to use them. And by fruit, it's not. And therefore, in a scenario by fruit where it is normal to use it. So the bracha is going to be ha'etz. So when we said before that the juices of the fruits are shahakol, according to this approach, the reason might be not because, like you said before, you're not extracting the full flavor, but rather it's simply that wasn't the derech to do it, use it for that purpose. It wasn't planted for that purpose. In a case where it's planted for that purpose, the bracha could be ho'etz, and that could be true whether you extract it through squeezing, whether you extract it through soaking, whether you extract it through cooking. So that's something we can surmise that the Chayyadim would stand on that point. But that's clear that he gave a different reason earlier. And now you're talking about a case of a cooked fruit liquid. And he's saying the reason why the bracha is different than before because it wasn't planted for that purpose. Okay. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says, well, apple kvas, vayaga the kvas. So you have apple juice, apple drink, or yagad the kvas. So yagad is blueberries, or blackberries. So the kulyama enem avorach rak shahakol. The bracha is a shahakol. Now why is that? Two reasons. The Chayyadim approach this halacha, the only time that we look at the flavor as primary and the water as secondary is if you're cooking the water together with the fruit or vegetable in order to be able to eat the fruit and vegetable and also to use the liquid. But if you're only doing it for the liquid and not doing it all for the fruit or vegetable, then the bracha is a shahakol, because the water is the ikur, because the ikur thing is that it is a drink. So over here, people do not use the apples afterwards or the yagadas afterwards. Furthermore, it's not notei daita d'hochi, so we can't apply that other sefer that we said, that there are scenarios where it gets the bracha, because that's the primary way to use it. So that becomes, in a sense, the priho adama. So that argument does not apply over here either, because it's not a normal way to do that. Therefore, everybody agrees the bracha is a shahakol. Vamei shriyas tzimukim, if a person soaks raisins, so they didn't have access to grapes in a regular way, but they grapes, which have been dried into raisins, can be transported. So they had raisins, and they would do things. They would soak raisins. So, and that's how they would they would cook it and extract the flavor from the raisins into the water, and then it would ferment, and the bracha would be, and you would use that as raisin wine. So that's a valid way to make wine, and the bracha is ripia goffin. So at what point does it move over from being shahakol to being ha'etz to being hagofen? Okay, so if you soak the tzimukim or you cook them, afilu kishadayin the tzimukim merovim b'mayim in moshech hayayin lishtoisei mevorach b'pi hagofen. Even if you eventually take the liquid out from the raisins, at that point in time it's considered ripia goffin, it's considered wine. Here is the case that it's still mixed with the raisins, but the person drew off just the liquid to use the liquid. So he says that's considered already Reppi Agafen. That's already considered wine. But then he adds, Alim Kabarosa Lechol Hasmukim. In the case where you want to use the raisins as well, so you're not using it as wine, which wine you do not use the fruit at all, you just use the liquid. Here he's using it as an extension of the raisins. So maybe it should be prepurates, because you're using the fruit and the liquid. And that's something normal to do. Or maybe it should be a shahakol, because it's not so normal to do that. So it's a suffix. So due to the suffix, you should make a shahakol. But the problem is, that'll solve the bracha rishona. We get the bracha achrona. What bracha achrona should you make? Should you make the bracha of alo eitz or prio eitz, main gimel? Or should you make a bracha of benefashos? And even though we know by bracha rishona that shahakol functions as a universal bracha and it will work when no matter what you're supposed to say, benefashos does not function like that. And benefashos cannot be moitzi a case of yachai main gimel, and vice versa. So you have a suffix what to do. So if you drink it and eat it together with the raisins, it really will be included under the umbrella of the raisins. But if you would then take some of the liquid and drink it without being mishichet away from the raisins, so it's a problem. You should only either you should use the solution of having it during the meal. Oh, Yochem a pre mezayin minim kesh yistarch levarach bracha achrona main sholish v'yishtemayim shabarach shakol separate nefashos rabos. So you cover all of your brachas. So you have a few points you want to talk about on these halachas. But meanwhile, let's leave the recording, and Beshem will come back to this and clarify a few points left that he touches on here at the end. And meanwhile, have a good day.